about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her, what could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. This is the Groove Express. Coming up this hour, music from the Sonics, White Fence, and more. Right now, Edie Brickhill on KX93.5.
Know what I know if you know what I mean. I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean. Philosophy is a doggone cereal box religion. It's a smile.
member-supported radio, KX 93.5. This is the Groove Express Show. We're here until 8 o'clock. I'm your hostess, Dawn Damari. And tonight, we're going to be playing lots of 60s garage and psychedelic pop, along with some new stuff. And we're also expecting some special guests to come in. Tony Cox from Tightrope Entertainment is going to hopefully come in and announce an event going on in town. We also have our concert correspondent for Los Angeles and Orange County, Frank. He's going to be calling in later this hour. Well, right now, we're going to play something by a band out of L.A. The band's called Kids on McCadden, and they're kind of a folk indie group. And this song is called Coming for Your Heart. It's really pretty. And it's on the Groove Express Show on KX 93.5.
Don't love me. Just give her my message. Tell her of my
Listener-supported radio, KX93.5. I'm Don Damari. This is The Groove Express. You just heard a song by the L.A. psych rocker Tim Presley. His stage name is White Fence. And that song was called Chairs in the Dark. He records everything, apparently, into a four-track tape recorder in his bedroom. So that's why it has a kind of a trippy sound. Well, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, well, first of all, you have to become an activist of KX93.5, an activist member. If you go on our website and donate by tomorrow, that's the activist option. you can go to a party tomorrow night at the Bungalows at Pacific Edge. KX93.5 has rented out all five bungalows, and it's all-inclusive. Food, drinks, dresses, beach casual. And everyone who attends, who will be entered, you'll all be entered to win a $500 gift card to the Fresh Market. And regular members, that's our $50 members, you guys can also come, but you have to pay $25 to get in. So check that out. Make sure you bring your membership card. That card is a ticket to lots of things in town, but it's pretty much the only way you'll get in tomorrow night. So see you there. Well, right now we're going to play something by a band called The Flamin' Groovies. This came out in 1965. They're a psych band, or they were a psych band from San Francisco. This song is called Shake Some Action on the Groove Express Show on KX93.5.
Steve Lawson, it's a sunny day in Laguna, and you're listening to KX93.5.
Driving me crazy. I'm
Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. You just heard a song by a band called The Sonics. They were from Tacoma, Washington, and that's a garage band. That was from 1965, and the song was called Psycho. I'm Dawn Damari. This is The Groove Express, and we have a special guest in the studio. Tony Cox is here from Tightrope Entertainment.
Hi.
Hi, Tony.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Did you have a good day? Beautiful weather out there
Beautiful
today.
Beautiful day.
Really was.
Summertime is great here.
I know.
It's like Love the best it. Place in the world.
It is. It really is. I feel so fortunate. So what's going on? You said there's an event going on tonight.
Yeah, we're doing a show with 10th Street Bros,
right.
Which is from South Laguna, mm-hmm. The international skimboarding champions, Bill Bryan and George Bryan, do their movie every year, and we're showing their movie this evening at Ocean Avenue, and thank you to Ocean Avenue for letting us do that.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's awesome, and we're going to have some entertainment with Ken Garcia and Davina Jasso and Willie Ames.
Oh,
and
right
then
on.
I think we have another guest coming down, maybe two, so the music will be really good. The film runs from 8 to 9, and that's very kid-friendly, so you know, bring down the kids, watch the movie, check it out, enjoy
that's great.
It. Should be a lot of fun. It's a neat movie, and the music's going to be awesome.
Oh, I bet. And so that's at the Ocean Avenue Brewery, the movie and the after party.
Yes, the movie will run from 8 to 9, and the movie will keep running, but we'll do the music from like 9 to 12.
Okay.
And the movie will be playing in the background, and then Kenny and Davina and Willie and some other people are going to be up there just jamming out and having a good time and making some good music and drinking some beer.
Sounds fun. Sounds fun. So if everybody can make it down to Ocean Avenue. And how much does it cost to get
it's
in?
It's a free admission.
Oh, really?
Family friendly.
That's
no admission
great.
Charge. Just come see the movie. Enjoy it. We're basically just trying to support skimming and mm-hmm. surfing and the, you know, basically the community at large here in Laguna Beach.
That sounds great.
Skimming is basically from Laguna.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So we try to support that as much as possible, especially in the summertime.
So are there going to be, is this going to be a recurring event or is it just a one-time
we're
thing?
We're hoping to try to do like a local movie night with skim and surf
Ooh.
Movies every Wednesday and different acts and different music from local musicians. Each Wednesday night we'll try to change it up a little bit,
oh,
keep it fresh and bring
amazing.
In some different people and just, you know, have some good music and some fun.
That sounds great. Well, I'll definitely check it out.
You have
bring
to
the
come.
Kids too,
you have to come.
It's
bring
kid
the kids.
Friendly.
Yeah, bring the kids.
And they're interested in skimboarding. At least my daughter is. I'm scared. I'm like, she's 7. There's a lot of these kids that are
Get
really
her
good
started
at it.
Started now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. She's interested. You know, and there's a lot of females that are doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Girl
my friend
power.
Pam has skim chicks. And like,
really?
She's,
yeah, I've heard
she's
of that.
Trying to, you know, she started the female
mm-hmm.
Skimboarding International sport. And so
nice.
it's great for ladies. It's great for men. It's great for everybody.
It is. Great. So check that out. The 10th Street Bros.
Yes.
Film tonight.
It's called Dragon's Breath.
Dragon's Breath tonight at Ocean Avenue Brewery and after party afterwards.
You.
Yay. Well, thanks, Tony, for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to play some new music. This is by a band called LaRue. She's a singer-songwriter from England. And this is her first album in about 5 years. And it's really cool. Hope you like it. This song is called Uptight Downtown by LaRue on KX93.5.
Streets alive with people. The sun is shining, melting the clouds away.
Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari, and you've been listening to The Groove Express. That was a song from a band called Above and Beyond, and the song was called Blue Sky Action. And that was a request from Lisa listening in North Laguna. Thank you for the request. Right now, we have someone on the line. It's our LA entertainment correspondent, Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. So
that's good.
What have you been up to concert-wise? Maybe a recap of your most recent highlights.
Well, I went to Chicago to the Pitchfork Music Festival.
Oh, amazing. How was that?
It was amazing.
Who played that were standout artists?
Neutral Milk Hotel was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Beck was really good. St. Vincent was really good.
Oh, cool.
Grimes was really good. Sharon Van Etten.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nina Cherry. Mm-hmm. She was really good.
Nice.
Only the second time she's ever played in the United States.
Really? I didn't know this. And
yeah.
You got to see her.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah. It was a great show. And Chicago was awesome. And the festival is really nice. I would go again next year.
Oh, you would? Well, maybe,
oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll head out there one of these days.
You should. It's a really great festival. The people are so nice. And it's not huge like Coachella. There's not as
yeah.
much walking.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So what else besides that, which is amazing?
Well, on last Friday, I went to see Arcade Fire at the Forum.
Ooh, nice. I'm bummed to have missed that.
Yeah, that was really good. And the opening acts were great because the Unicorns, who broke up 18 years ago, reformed and played.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Deacon was another opening act.
Okay.
But a really cool thing Arcade Fire did is that they had someone DJ an hour before the show, and they kept the Forum open another hour for them to DJ an hour after the show so you could hang out.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, and the DJ was Steve Mackey from Pulp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it was quite amazing.
And how was the burger at Go-Go? I was not able to make that, and I wanted to.
Oh, it was really good, but it was like an endurance test.
Sounded like it.
I got there about 2, and I left after 1 a.m., and Best Coast was still playing. I mean, I saw a good
Seriously?
Portion of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super cool. All right, well, anything else before you get into your picks for the weekend?
Well, no, just there were some really great acts. Like, I really thought that Shannon and the Clams were really good, and the Dum Dum Girls and Bleach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, awesome. All bands we love here on the show.
And, yeah, and it's been getting great write-ups all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I read about it in some online magazine.
Yes.
Well, what are your picks for this weekend? What are you going to do in the SoCal area?
Well, Friday, I'm going to go down to the Next Fest. It's going to be at the Ace Hotel, and they're going to have a new horror comedy movie play, and Father John Misty is playing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That should be really good.
Right on. What about Saturday?
Saturday, I'm going to go to the Chinatown Nights. It's a free concert they do every month during the summer in Chinatown, and they have, like, cooking demonstrations, art demonstrations, DJs, and bands. And,
wow.
And one of the bands playing is Moving Units, and it's 100% free.
Wow. Well, people should go check that out, Chinatown.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's hosted by Kevin Bronson, Buzz Band. So it's really great.
Cool.
And then on Sunday, I'm going to go to the Bowl because Glenn Hansard, Iron and Wine, and The Head and the Heart are playing.
Oh, amazing. That sounds like an amazing show. A great place to see bands.
It's going to be really good.
Well, thank you for your picks. And we'll talk to you next week about these shows. And before we go, though, you had a request for the Madden Brothers, right?
Yes.
Talk to me about this song.
Well, this is a fantastic song because it's got a very 60s sound. Because the Madden Brothers, as you know, were both in Good Charlotte, which I was not a fan of.
Right.
But this is them. It's a new project of theirs. And this song is just great. I mean, it's just, you just have to hear it. It's got such a throwback sound.
And what's it called?
We Are Done.
All right. So here's We Are Done by the Madden Brothers, by request from our entertainment correspondent, Frank, on KX93.5.
This is Colleen from San Diego, and I love listening to KX93.5 on my phone and online.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny,
with hair down to here and plenty of money.
And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
By her older sister,
when in walks her father
and takes you in line and says,
"Better go home, son, and make up your mind." Then you bet you better finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one cry. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide?
Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. I'm Dawn Damari. You're listening to The Groove Express. You just heard a song from 1966, psychedelic pop band from New York City, The Lovin' Spoonful. Well, speaking of 60s music and music in general, our second annual Festival of Music is happening on September 27th. It's at the Irvine Bowl, Festival of Arts Ground, and the Beach Boys are coming to Laguna. I'm so excited. For the first time in over 10 years, the city is opening the Irvine Bowl for the second annual Festival of Music featuring Southern California's most legendary band, the Beach Boys. Proceeds will benefit our station, KX935, the Tony Hawk Foundation, School Power, the Maui Ola Foundation, and the Surfrider Foundation. Tickets and VIP packages can be purchased at KX935.com. And it's powered by Tuttle Click, Wilson Automotive Group, and the 133 Film Music Group. Well, speaking of the Beach Boys, I'm going to play one of their songs from 1972. This song is called Marcella on the Groove Express Show on KX93.5.
Thank you. Priscilla's so sweet.
Listener-supported radio, KX93.5. You've been listening to The Groove Express. I'm your hostess, Dawn DeMari. Now is the Beach Boys, Marcella, and they're coming on September 27th. Well, that's about it for me. We've got a really good show coming up. DJ Soda, Ambush in the Night, Roots Rock Reggae, until 8 o'clock. And the next time you'll hear from me is next week. So right now we're going to leave you with a song by MC5. Garage Band. This song is from 1970, and it's called Shaken Street on the Groove Express Show on KX93.5.